Okay, so are we ready?
Yeah.
Welcome to Flipping Off, a purpose-driven podcast about flipping houses and making a difference.
Melina Boswell here, New Wealth Advisors Club. Talking into my microphone in my kitchen on Zoom, feeling weird. Although I've gotten so comfortable talking to the computer. Like, look at how good I am. Don't I look like I'm totally talking to you guys right now? Can you see how good? It's good, huh? But I really hate it because I want to look down here and talk to you. But podcasts for me are even more weird because usually we're sitting with each other and we don't worry about the camera going on. And so now this is our new way of doing Zoom. This is actually our second time. And I don't even remember the first time we did it, frankly, because I feel like so much has happened. So with me today, I've got, let me look around the room. Mm-hmm. I got John Slater.
Hi.
And David Boswell.
Hey, guys.
Oscar Solares.
Hey there, everyone.
And Christian Rios. And it's so funny, I don't even need to identify you because your names are actually under your picture. So when people are watching, are they going to be seeing this like us? Are they? What are they going to see, David?
Yes, they'll get this view.
They're going to see the whole thing?
This will be on YouTube, probably.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Do you think the whole thing will be on YouTube? I hope not. All right. So today, in terms today we thought it would be good to talk about the thing everybody's talking about, which is, COVID-19, corona virus, Rona, pandemic, the virus, the invisible monster, the world changer, the, what else could we call it? What else you guys want to call it?
Game changer.
Mm-hmm. It is a game changer, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I feel, I mean, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and here's the thing for me. I'm so sick of people talking about how to deal with it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Does that make any sense? Anybody else feel like that? Like, everybody, well, maybe you're not listening to stuff, but it seems to me that it's, and I'm glad, it's such a strange thing because it's like, on the one hand, I want to be able to, I think we should talk about it. I think not talking about it is irresponsible and it is dangerous. And, you know, I think the fact that it is a, you know, invisible killer is weird, you know, and how much it's changed our whole world. And what do we do with that? And a couple of weeks ago, when I was journaling, I started to get really honest about all the things that I was feeling inside, you know, and I got clear that I have a lot of fear associated. And in general, I'm not a fearful person, right? I think, you know, I always say I'm the rail licker, right? I don't care. I let my kids, like my kids had never had shoes on. I used to let my kids run around barefoot all the time. You're welcome, David. That's probably why you never got sick, honestly. You know, I'm a believer in, I've always been like that. Letting my kids be, you know, when David got chicken pox, I think David was 4, and that would have made Andrew less than 1. And so I was like, oh, they're sleeping in the same bed because I'm going to get this. Bam, bam. You know, like I wanted them both to get it.
Oh, God.
What?
That's true.
It's true. Like that's how I, you know, so I'm never afraid of things like this. I don't operate in fear. I don't, you know, I'm like, oh, they're going to get the chicken pox. And when they get it, then we deal with it. And so I don't in general run around in fear. And actually the day that, that Disneyland was closing down, we knew they were closing down on that Saturday, that Friday, I was at Disneyland because I wanted to be there. I, you know, it's just kind of how I do things. And so for me to have some fear associated with this virus is not normal for me. And so I started like asking myself questions in my journaling, like, what am I afraid of? And then I actually wrote the words. I wrote these words. I'm afraid I would catch COVID, which is really shocking. I didn't think I was afraid of that, but I was. So I'm just going to tell you what all my fears were, and then we can talk about what I really want to talk about. So I wrote this. My fears were that I will catch COVID, that I won't be able to see my grandchildren, I mean, and my children, obviously, David. that I'll never get out of my house. that my business will not survive. That I will get really fat during quarantine. The government is going to take over and control us. That we are being lied to and defrauded as Americans. And that my last deal that I have in escrow won't sell. So there you go. Not really, not really proud to admit that those are the things that I'm afraid of, but I just had to write it down. Like, all right, so here's the truth. And then, you know, once I said it, it was like, okay, that's all kind of silly. I mean, if I have to break into David's house to see my grandkids, I will. Just kidding. But you know what I mean? Like, those are all the things that I was fearful of. So as I was journaling, I was like, my question to myself is, how do I reframe this conversation? How do I rewrite it? What do I do to reframe this conversation? And then my answer was, oh, through gratitude. That's how you reframe it. That's how I needed to reframe it, right? So I started keeping a list of things I'm grateful to COVID for. You know, I'm a big fan of, you know, writing gratitude every single day. So I started writing down whenever something would come up, I would write that I'm grateful for it, that COVID has actually brought us. So so I'll give you a few of them. I'm thankful to COVID for forcing me to dive in deep with technology. Like, accept technology, make technology a real part of my business, my personal life, everything, and me becoming way more comfortable. I mean, I'm airdropping stuff to myself. I'm doing all kinds of crazy things now, you know? Like, oh, I can try this on that device and this, and I can mirror, and I can do all kinds of things now. I got a microphone. I got a light. I, you know, so that's all pretty big stuff for me. Let's see. Who else? Somebody else share something, what you're grateful for. I don't want this to be all just me talking, so you guys tell me, and we'll add things in as we go.
I'm grateful for some family time. We've played cards, we've played dominoes, we've done different games, we're probably playing every other night.
Nice.
Every other night. And, you know, it's normally as a family, we disappear off to our own rooms, maybe 8 o'clock, we don't see each other, you know, the kids and our grandbaby, they go do their thing. But we're all sitting together, we're having fun. And it's a time to switch off and just enjoy family time. So definitely grateful for that.
That's awesome.
I'm grateful that it's kind of forced us to take new steps in our business. I'm grateful that, you know, it's made like old goals and visions become really possible. And not only like we knew that it was possible, but I don't know. It almost reassures me the direction we're going, because technology is the new way, you know, doing these Zoom calls and doing this stuff is is becoming really common. So I'm grateful that it's forced us to take a new direction and that we have now new things to look forward to. And it feels really fresh, actually. Mm-hmm. Kind of the way the earth feels, like the air feels outside. Mm-hmm. It feels like a fresh start.
That's funny. That's one of the things on my gratitude list is the clean air and the clean ocean, like how clean the ocean looks. The water looks totally different. We've had red tide, but even with red tide, it's so like the way the red tide looks in the ocean right now it's stunning, because it's almost like an actual, like you can see it like a stripe right in the middle of the ocean. It's amazing. It's really amazing. It's extraordinary. And the air, yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I agree with David. I think for me, something I wrote down is it sped up the process, I think, for us and for everybody. So I think for me, I just see so much value that our club members are getting right now with our morning, you know, huddles that we're doing with, you know, everything virtual that we've needed to adapt to. And we, like, as a leadership team, we didn't take our foot off the gas. We just, like, put it down even further to be, you know, 100 miles an hour versus we're like at 75. So I'm thankful for that. I put down, I'm thankful that I see, like, you guys, my business partners, really, like, on a daily basis. And I put, like, right here, I'm going to have to probably detox once this is all said and done and not see you guys for, like, you know, 3 days minimum, because you're on a call, like, every single day. In all honesty, I love it. And I put to whenever we, let's say, go back to normal, whatever that is, mm-hmm. I think we're just going to take everything. We're not going to take everything for granted. You know, like when you're talking about Disneyland, mm-hmm. we're so used to going twice a month and blah, 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 and doing whatever, you know, going, sitting down in a restaurant. Like, we're going to be like, remember when a couple months ago, we couldn't do that. And we couldn't, you know, walk around Disneyland. We couldn't, you know, have our meals here, you know? So I think it's going to make us definitely appreciate that. I'm thankful for my kids. Like, they're being awesome despite, you know, everything going on. They're, you know, really controlling the whole situation very well. I've always spent a lot of time, you know, with them, family time in this business. I think, you know, we're always, like, right now, I feel like we're on a lot more Zoom calls than ever before. So I even feel busier now than I did pre-COVID, you know. But those are a couple of things. Those are a couple of things I wrote down.
That's really good. That's great. You know, I was thinking about actually your kids and David's kids, and I was thinking about how they, you know, this is, it'll be so interesting to see how this shapes them as, you know, like in the years to come, right? Because there's going to be a time when there's going to be a generation that doesn't know anything about this time. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, there's going to, like, they don't understand 9/11 the way we all understand 9/11, because they have, it's just something that they'll read about in history books. But we know how 9/11 shifted and shaped us dramatically, right? And so I think it'll be interesting to see for your kids, yours and David's specifically, because they're at that age where they know what's going on. And I think that they will have interesting memories of this time for sure.
I think that the same way that our business is going to be pushed in a new direction and, like, it's forced us to do new things, I think it'll be exactly the same for any entrepreneur, you know, like any person who has their own, you know, it's going to force everybody to take their business to the next level. For instance, I talked to my barber mm-hmm. yesterday, and I just said, "Hey, what's going on, man? Like, are you working?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm still working." That's all he said. And I was like, "Well, what are you doing? You know, what's going on?" Right. And he said that he transformed his garage into a little shop, and he's been running his business right out of his garage, which is super rad. I think that's so cool.
I do too.
And I just think it's historical. Like, this is, I know that that one story is going to ring true probably across America, like, and the world, really, like, everywhere, you know, everywhere that's having shutdowns or.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yep, totally.
That's huge. I think, I don't know why I thought of, like, Blockbuster when Netflix was trying to buy Blockbuster. You know, Blockbuster didn't want to sell it to Netflix, and they didn't adapt. They didn't pivot. They didn't, you know, adjust at all. And I think the only people that are going to make it are the ones that adapt with what's going to happen in, you know, in the future. So I agree.
Yeah.
So I'm right there with you. The big thing for me is I'm grateful for a few things. So the first one is going to be the fact that we were able to pivot and adapt it so quickly and easily. Was it easy? No, right? But ultimately, we were all committed enough to be able to do that. The other thing is the time that that we gained by not having to drive all over the place and do all those things. And using that time to reflect and to become more efficient. Right? And then ultimately the creativity that started to flow was pretty awesome to see from everybody. Just the ideas coming out and then having the time to actually take action on those ideas as well. Right? Because we can get caught up in a bunch of rabbit trails all over the place with ideas and all that. But the fact that we're really now becoming way more focused on doing those things. And on the personal side, to see my kids take advantage of the time and start becoming entrepreneurs and start developing their own little businesses and their creativity flowing and putting themselves out there and demonstrating their talents and all that. So it's cool. It's good to see that, you know, a lot of good is coming from it.
Very cool.
I think from a business perspective, for me, the biggest change or the biggest thing I'm grateful for is the new opportunities where we've been very localized, you know, to, hey, I'm building relationships with people. I want to do deals, but we always talk about being super, super local. Well, I'm not talking about right now being across the other side of the country, but, you know, I was on Zoom last night for an hour with, you know, a new guy that's looking to join us at the club who lives in Vegas. And we had an hour Zoom conversation about the opportunities and, you know, what does it look like? Well, you know, through building of a relationship over video conference, it's kind of face-to-face.
Yeah.
It's not the same belly-to-belly that we've always known, but it's still face-to-face. And, you know, like I said to him, well, you know, once we start talking leads, you know, oh, shucks me, I'm going to have to fly up to Vegas for the weekend to go check out some leads, you know? Whoa. You know, big problem to have.
My Tesla will just drive us.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
It's an actual, like, you can put it in autopilot and it drives us.
but yeah, so it's created that, and we've already known we can do it.
Hi, this is Christian Rios. As many of you know, I have been a member of New Wealth Advisors Club for over 7 years and got started when I was 17 years old with absolutely no real estate experience. One of the biggest lessons I have learned from being in the industry is the need for authentic relationships. If you're looking for an actual team locally in Southern California with all the resources needed to close deals, register for one of our free workshops by visiting www.joinnwac.com. Thanks for listening to the Flipping Off podcast.
But yeah, so it's created that, and we've already known we can do it. Mm-hmm. But actually, coronavirus forced us to say, actually, we can do it now.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
That's,
COVID.
That's created a lot of great opportunities for us. Going to open really a lot has. Of different doors.
Yeah. Frank, you wanted? We're just talking about like everybody's kind of sharing what they're grateful to COVID for. Maybe something personal and something business or whatever you want
to. Yeah, I was, you know, listening to everybody and definitely have had this conversation many times with many people about the shifts and the different adjustments that have been made. And one thing I realized this, probably this week, I know when we first, when this first started and we were staying at home, working from home, I felt really disconnected. And as we started to go on and we started developing, having all of these Zoom calls, I realized these Zoom calls have forced me to be more connected than ever. And I wasn't actually connected, even though I felt like I was at the office. I was actually hiding in my office. And these Zoom calls...
Everybody's heads are going up and down.
Yeah. These Zoom calls have forced me, like, I, you know, you see I'm on camera. I can't go disappear into my office. Either I'm either on the Zoom or I'm not. So... that's made me feel a lot more on the same page and understanding, you know, from everything that Oscar does, you know, making the PowerPoint, seeing what he does and being a part of that and then having to do my own. I saw all of the what a pain that can be. It's also rewarding, though, when you look at it, because getting all that information organized for me, I would never have done that if this hadn't happened. If this had not happened, we weren't on the stay-at-home orders, I don't think I would have been able to focus like that. So I am thankful, you know, from a business side for that. So I feel more connected. As far as at the home, well, that's a no-brainer. I'm here at home all the time. So now my family knows what I'm doing. They're more involved in the business. They're up to speed. They can hear us all talking about it. My office, this looks like an office. There's a desk and everything, but it's in the kitchen. It's a satellite. There's a kitchen right there.
I'm in my kitchen too, man.
So I have find my kids and you know, my wife, my family asking, oh, so when's that next Zoom call? And what about this? And they know because I'm not at the office where they don't hear anything. And then I got to come home and, try to relay those details. So I'm grateful that my family is more involved in the business. They're more aware of what's going on. And it's totally because of COVID, because without this happening, I'd just be in my office just doing my thing. And I just feel way more connected, even though we're just on Zoom. So
yeah, isn't that crazy? It's the craziest thing.
Yeah.
The irony. TJ?
A lot of what Frank said, I mean, I feel like we're more connected on a daily basis, or at least every couple of days, as before it was, we would get together once a week and do our meetings and things like that. So I feel like the business is being more dialed in, mm-hmm. and handling and moving forward quicker than it ever has. I mean, we pivoted in ways that, we've talked about pivoting for years. We've talked about a lot of these little things for years and years, and immediately we were able to pivot and take on a lot of different things. So I'm grateful for that. And then on a personal level, I feel like being home is really, like, you know, Carla and I are closer than we have been in the past. You know, I mean, we're newly married, and I still feel that we're even closer now than we were, because we're here all the time. She's at work right now, but she works from home 2-3 days a week. So we're like, she's right there most of the time. And it's just been great, you know? In a way that, frankly, I was a little surprised of. Like, there was a part of me that was a little fearful of spending every last minute together. Feeling like I've been a little bit of pressure, you know, but I'm actually grateful that we've had the extra time together. And I don't know, I've actually had thoughts like, when this thing ends, I mean, am I even going to go back to the office? You know what I mean? Like, how often will I continue to work from home? Because I do enjoy it.
Yeah. I think all of us have had the same thoughts. I actually think we're more effective. You know, one of my gratitudes is, more efficient and more effective with my time.
Right.
You know,
well, at a bare minimum, I've got an extra hour a day that I would have been in the car.
Right. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
On a negative, though, I mean, that's an hour a day that I used to listen to audiobooks and self-development that I'm not necessarily doing as much as I used to, because that was my time to actually do that. So that's kind of a miss for me. I haven't taken on so much personal development. I need to put that hour back in my day somewhere. Whereas it just kind of fit in the car. There was nothing else to do. Yeah. So that's something that I need to work on. But aside from that, I mean, I have an extra hour a day, if not more, depending on the time of day and the traffic, that I'm actually being productive as opposed to just sitting in the car listening to an audiobook.
Yeah. Yeah. I use that time, like when I go to bed at night, that's what I do now. I just, you know, and then when I wake up in the morning, just in terms of my listening to audio or podcasts, whatever, you know, so that I can stay just.
I think there's probably a lot of people that haven't, like maybe COVID got a lot of people stuck too. You know what I mean? So it's like, seems all positive and stuff for us, but it's like, I won't say that it hasn't been difficult too at the same time.
God.
So there's going to be a lot of people, I'm sure, that, you know.
I think our last podcast, it was, you know, how it was like when it just had started and we're like, oh, we're eating a bunch of blah, 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 corn nuts. And it's like, I go back and forth, you know, like 3 days I'm solid. Okay. Now I can take a step back, you know, the next day, and then okay, I'm back on, you know? So I think it's a daily thing. It's definitely you have to be very aware of, you know, your choices and habits.
Yeah.
I was speaking to somebody the other day and they were saying that it's, I can't remember what word he used exactly, but it's like every day is Sunday. And for those people that aren't working and they're stuck at home, every day is Sunday. So it's barbecue. It's, oh, it's 5 o'clock. Let's have a drink. You know, it's all those things that, you know, definitely grateful for the amount of, you know, me and Kristen are always talking. We're saying, hey, we're actually working far harder than what we were working before. It seems like we're busy. Well, it is, because you don't have the drive time breaking things up,
right,
which is good for productivity. But at the same time, like Tim said, is you need that break time as well. And it's important to factor in some break time through your day to stay mentally strong, so it doesn't just become 12 hours in front of a computer and work.
Oh my God, yeah.
You know, one of the things that came to mind for me, because we just finished that Monday motivation, right? Motivation Monday, prior to getting on this. And one of the things that stood out for me was that conversation took a path of like mindset and thought process and so forth. And what I find, for me anyways, is if I'm not staying busy, it's when my mindset shifts and goes in a downward spiral. Mm. If I'm staying busy and I'm staying focused and I'm working on things and seeing progress and all that, then it's real easy for me to stay positive. But if I stop, right, that's when the weird things start to come into mindset and I start getting affected and all that. So I think one of the things that's helped overall, to your point, David, is people need to stay engaged with people that continue to pour into them, right? And that's the benefit of New Wealth Advisors Club. And that's the benefit of being around everybody, is that we are always pouring into each other. And that, you can't put a price on that, right? Mm-hmm. You can't, because ultimately your mindset drives everything you do.
Yeah.
Or don't do.
Yeah. You know, I actually broke out like all the things, because I wrote technology and you guys hit on a bunch of them, but I was like, I started writing down all the things that we've actually been able to do. So we're meeting with club members every single morning, Monday through Friday right now. Like every morning, Monday through Friday, I'm having coffee with them. You know, me and John, Oscar, are right, and Christian. And you know, we're having conversations around all kinds of different things, but it's always around who's stuck, who's doing good. We're reading devotionals together, doing just different things. I would have never been able to do that. I'm doing this Monday motivation, which has been great for me, because it's forced me to put myself out there more. You know, I've been able to offer up some quick coaching calls with people that I would never been able to do. You know, my mentorship students, I'm meeting with them individually for like an hour a week on top of their 2-hour mentorship group. You know, it's like, and then if they've got something else going on, then I, you know, see them then. But it's like, it's allowed us to like really shift the mentorship group. I mean, think about that. It's opened up so many opportunities for like possibility thinking and reimagining things. And I've just been able to be so much more effective, and which is pretty shocking to me. And also margaritas to go.
That just sounds like the French Quarter for some reason in New Orleans. Grab it and go.
My favorites. I order from like, you know, the same restaurants. I always try to go local, right? So when I walk into different places, they're like, oh, look at, there's, you know, they know what wine I like. So pour me a little glass of wine.
Oh, man.
Love it.
Good.
To be able to, I don't know about you guys, but I got my house is organized, which is amazing. I got labels on stuff. I'm pretty happy about that. You know,
what do you think for people who, you know, who like haven't been able to so far? I think that, you know, cause we know now that it's like coming to an end. I think there's probably a lot of people who got stuck in this, like, well, there's nothing to do now. Like, what do we, you know what I mean? I think probably a lot of people got depressed. We know that counseling is really high right now. There's a lot, you know, a lot of things like people fall into depression. What do you think are some things that people could do to to get themselves maybe like out of that slump.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. You know, what just came to me when you said that, when I hear you ask that question, I was thinking, you know, we tend to isolate when we get stuck, we isolate. So in my head, as soon as you said that, I thought, preparation over isolation, like don't isolate, begin to prepare now. Now is the time for preparation. Let's not isolate. Let's prepare. Because what I know is that I actually believe that because of our business, I'm going to say this, I think that the real estate is going to be the thing that helps the economic market come back. So I think now is the time more than ever to prepare. Mm-hmm. Prepare. Do not isolate. That is the biggest thing. And look ahead to see what opportunities are there and connect. That is the biggest thing. There's been a few times when we've even had, you know, like some of the girls and I, we just do like a girls night, you know. So we'll sit around and just chat on, you know, on Zoom, just girls, and we just chit chat about whatever, you know. And I think that's the thing.
So it sounds to me like you're saying community.
Yeah.
Right. Community. Because for me, because isolation, right, means lack of community. Yes. You're removing yourself from everything positive around you because you think you have control over it, or you think you can deal with it. And the reality is you're just making it worse. So I like that, preparation over isolation. It also takes me back to other things that you said in the past of, and I'm looking down because I'm writing things here, it ties right into people over profits and journey over destination and process over, you know,
outcome.
Yeah, over outcome. So all of that still stems from, for me, still comes back to community, right? Yep. You have to be around people that are going to hold you up when you fall down. And, you know, and carry you sometimes. Sometimes it's necessary to be carried, as much as we hate it, right? Because we all want to be fixers and we got this, we white knuckle it and all that. But that's, I think, the biggest downfall for a lot of people is white knuckling it and thinking they have control over it. And the reality is all of us, we tell people all the time, right? We're a phone call, a text away. Just reach out, right? And where do you get that? Where really do you genuinely get that, right? Because people say it all the time, right? Air quotes, right? They say it all the time. But the reality is that that's it. It's kind of like when you cross paths with somebody and they ask you, hey, how's it going? And they keep going, right?
Yeah.
That's the irony of that question, right? Hey, how's it going? I don't really care. I'm just asking you. Apparently it's just a greeting now versus really genuinely stopping and saying, hey, no, really, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Right, but you get that in community, and that's again, that's what we're all about. That's what the club's all about. So,
yeah, I think it's definitely our superpower. We've been talking a lot about our superpowers and getting good, you know, tightening up our superpowers, and I think that is our superpower, is our community. I do think feel closer to people in our community than I ever have, for sure. And I think that the relationships in community are so much more deep than they've ever been because we've been able to have this time together.
You know, to tie it in with that, the transparency. I know. Oh, the transparency, right? That part. which I thought was going to be the complete opposite going into this, but it's people are way more transparent right now and more open to actually having those deep conversations. And it's,
interesting to see if it's post-COVID, you know, or if indeed, you know, people do feel a little bit more safe behind their computer to share, you know, like, hey, I don't have any underwear on. So you feel more naked or more exposed. Do you know what I'm saying?
I think that it's very different having two people to my sides, right? One on each side and me trying to share than being alone in my office right now at home.
Yeah.
And right. Cause I don't know, there's something there, I think,
Less intimidating, maybe.
Yeah, I feel more comfortable being myself. I feel more comfortable. I'm at home. I'm comfortable, right? And
it's bad enough, you can just turn your computer off.
Right, and we see that too, right? Because so many Zoom calls, you'll start talking about a topic, and then all of a sudden, everything's there. Screens start going down, right? Because it's like, but it's, I attribute that to like they're being affected, they're impacted, and they don't want to show the emotion that's coming through. So,
which is okay.
Which is totally fine as well, because they're still listening. So,
yeah.
Sounds like a new topic for another day, actually.
Yeah, I think it is too. I think it's really good.
Like, there's a lot of things there.
You know, a good friend of mine, actually, she met a guy like through, she met a man, I shouldn't say a guy, she met a man, a gentleman, and through somebody, through friends, whatever. And so they've Zoomed. And so they're like video dating. She's like she's, and she said it's the best thing ever. Best thing ever. Yeah. Best thing ever. And she texted me last night and said, we had, we did a picnic in our living rooms over Zoom. It was so pretty cute. Cool. I'm like, that is so awesome.
It's cool.
Yeah. So yeah. It's really cool.
So, cool stuff.
Yeah.
Cool stuff.
All right. Well,
yep.
This was fun.
It was. So, good times.
Good times. Good times. So, hey, if you're listening to this, be watching out for where we're headed. We've got a lot of things that we're working on in terms of virtual training, and we've already made lots and lots of pivots, and we are fully virtual now, and we're just going to be making that better and better. So stay tuned as we begin to roll out the things little by little, but it's exciting times for sure. So
it is.
Yep.
Well, good seeing everybody.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, last thing I just thought of, if anyone that's listening isn't a part of our club, we're doing introductions virtually. So, yeah. You know, reach out. I know this is a time where we're all staying, you know, sheltered in, but if you want to check us out, definitely reach out to one of us.
Yeah.
Reach out to the club.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Yep, we'd love to see you.
Absolutely.
We actually do them live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most people don't use Zoom unless they have a reason. You know what I mean? I mean, I guess a lot of people are for work and stuff, but I don't know. Not for community. I know it's kind of weird to think about finding a Zoom community. If you think about it in any other aspect, that's kind of weird. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it though, it's more honest than like social media.
Yeah.
Way more honest. You know what I mean? Like, because you can't, I mean, you can put on a filter, but I mean, you're still communicating for real and you're seeing each other for real. It's
for sure.
It's in real time. In real time.
Yeah.
It's pretty
amazing.
Well, cool.
All right, then. Okay, guys. Well, we are NWAC and we're flipping off. Flipping out.
See y'all.
I'm Melina Boswell, your host of the Flippin' Off podcast. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, we'd love for you to subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, and tell your friends all about us. You can find more episodes of the Flippin' Off podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever else you like to listen to awesome podcasts like this. If you like what you've heard, we'd really appreciate it if you'd follow us on Facebook and Instagram and tell us the stories that you'd like to hear. Tim Jackson is our senior producer. Luke Jackson is our editor. Brothers. Josh Maldin is our producer. Sound design by Frequency Factory. Our executive producer is Mind and Mill. This was all created by Dave Boswell for New Wealth Advisors Club.